Modern technology is sometimes praised for making it possible for people to work just about anywhere, from inside an airplane to out in the wilderness. But commentator Stuart Chaffee says there's a good reason why the portable workplace has not yet arrived.
Want to make some money? I have a great business idea for you. No, it's not another pet rock or a hula hoop or even those little rubber figures that climb down walls. I know what every portable computer user really wants and can never find. Electricity. Yes, you can sell electricity through a vending machine and make a million. With more than half the traveling executives in the country now carrying around laptop computers every time they travel, there is a market for juice. It is really funny to watch these people. I see them at airports lurking around, craning their necks in hope of finding an AC socket along the wall somewhere. Once they spot one, they dash over to the nearest seat, whip out their power cords and plug in, and then relax with a look of contentment that must be akin to finding a drug fix. Road warriors in search of juice will try anything. I've seen some on Amtrak trains having the courage to plug their computers into the AC sockets you see along the walls of those cars. Some people buy cigarette lighter adapters and steal juice from their rental cars. One company is selling a solar battery charger. Just pray for good weather. One strategy is to just carry lots of batteries. These are usually the people being stopped at the security check at the airport, since on the radar screen it looks like they're about to blow up their briefcase. Another strategy is stinginess. You see these people on the plane. They write a sentence and then shut down their computers real fast to save power. Some have computers that let you shut down the backlight on the screen, so after spending $5,000 for a gorgeous color screen, they squint away rather than waste precious battery power. Some try to conserve energy by carefully managing their resources. A major no-no is to use your hard drive or your floppy drive a lot. That really burns juice. Another trick is to tell your computer to slow down. If you have a nice, fast 486 laptop, you can often tell your machine to act like a stupid, old, slower CPU and thus save power. Once again, here are these people who just spend thousands of dollars for a fast laptop, and they put brakes on the thing to save power. These people need you. They will gladly drop a quarter in a slot, probably even swipe their credit cards for you, just to buy some electricity from you, so they can continue to work or play solitaire on the next flight. And just think, once you get this one figured out, you'll be in prime shape for capitalizing on the growing electric car market.
Stuart Chaffee is executive producer and host of the Computer Chronicles series on public television.